Stanley Milgram was a shrink who proved hierarchs are crazy. That wasn't his intention, of course. He did it purely by accident. He was a card-carrying, devoted hierarch himself. Milgram's intention was to prove that the inhumanity of the Nazis in World War II was strictly a German thing, something anomalous to their culture, or their politics, or maybe their water. But that was his aim, to prove it couldn't happen here, or anywhere else. So Milgram set up an experiment, one that he hoped would prove that ordinary people would resist following immoral orders to harm or kill others. He set up a test situation, hoping to prove subjects would not blindly follow orders they themselves find morally objectionable. Here's how it went. The subject was seated at a control panel with buttons and dials, and was led to believe that somewhere out of view another participant was hooked up to electrical wires. The subject was told that if he or she hit the button on the control panel, the other participant would receive a shock. This wasn't true, of course. The other participant was really an actor, just pretending. No one actually got hurt. But the subjects at the control panel didn't know that. Subjects believed the experiment was designed to see if electric shock improved memory and would read off questions. When the other participant got an answer wrong, it was the subject's job to administer an electric shock. With this scenario, Milgram could order the subject to increase voltage and administer shocks to see how far each subject would go. Milgram himself believed in the inherent goodness of humans. He believed the average person would refuse to deliver the shocks very early on. Milgram was incredibly disappointed. What his experiments have found time and time again, duplicated in many countries with generally the same results, is that the average person will continue to follow orders and administer what they believe are electric shocks again and again and again. They will defer to authority and ignore their own consciences, turning the dial to XXX voltage and continue to shock total strangers, even when the strangers beg them to stop, or complain of chest pains, or say they have heart trouble. In fact, Milgram got subjects to continue delivering shocks after the total stranger complained of chest pains and then went silent, since silence, according to the experiment, was a wrong answer. The average person hit the button again and again and again. They did what they were told to do rather than doing what they knew to be right and just and humane. They were good Germans, following orders, marching in lockstep like little Eichmanns. These findings are extremely disturbing, but I would suggest to you they are not at all surprising, given what we know of this mental illness called hierarchy. Consider that hierarchy distorts us from birth, demanding that we defer to authority. We are trained to do as we are told, to sublimate our own thoughts and ideas and feelings, our own wants and desires and aspirations, and to obey the directives of another, to the benefit of a greater program. When our internal compass points in a different direction from the authorities, we defer to the cop's badge, the priest's collar, the judge's gavel, the doctor's lab coat. We follow orders and we suck it up. That's how we're trained. That's what hierarchy demands. So looking at it this way, it would be really surprising if anyone in Milgram's experiments refused, disobeyed, rebelled. That would be outside the norms of the hierarch pathology. Through this lens, the Nazis and their blind obedience to orders, even to the commission of atrocities and crimes against humanity, are not some aberration, some departure from the hierarch program we call civilization. As disturbing as this might be to acknowledge, the Nazi death camps might just be the purest expression of the hierarch program ever manifested. With its efficiency and mindless obedience to orders, the death camps were not a deviation from hierarch civilization, but were instead the hierarch pathology on steroids. Presidents, generals, and CEOs daily strive to duplicate such unwavering loyalty and obedience in their subjects and soldiers and workers. At any rate, whether intended or not, Milgram's experiments proved conclusively how completely the indoctrination and programming we suffer as we're forcibly shaped into deluded hierarchs really makes us incapable of acting as moral agents. It turns us into war criminals waiting orders. Don't ever let the hierarch's social engineers convince you otherwise. There's no such thing as a healthy respect for authority. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility in Lucasville. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain 243-205, P.O. Box 45699, 1724 State Route number 728, Lucasville, Ohio 45699. To read some of Sean's writing and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org.